Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace. And they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today. Hello, America. Happy Saturday. We're going to follow up on the big story we broke on this show yesterday. The story of how, when the foreign money spigot shut off for Hunter Biden, the Democratic donor spigot opened up. That's right. Kevin Morris. About $5.3 million in loans to Hunter Biden. The $1 million in paintings and a deal that was originally arranged by someone connected to the Biden campaign. Those are all really important moments in the development of the Hunter Biden story. And it answers a big question. Where was Hunter Biden getting his money after the foreign gigs dried up in 2019 after I started writing about him? Congress started investigating him. The answer is, it came out of the Democratic Party and Democratic supporters of Joe Biden. And a lot of people had questions. If you read the story yesterday, the judge in the Arkansas case had questions. James Biden had questions. The FBI and IRS agents working the case had questions about this. Now the details are out there. People can make a more informed decision. I think the big thing is if Kevin Morse submits to an interview in Congress, they'll learn a lot more. It'll be a lot easier to understand what happened. All right, so today we're going to do something fun. We're going to keep the conversation going about the story, but we're going to start it off with a guy who knows more about this than anyone. He's the head of the current impeachment inquiry in the House against President Joe Biden, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer. He'll kick off the show today. That's a big one. And then we'll have an incredible guest in Senator Ron Johnson. He's going to join us in the second block to talk a little bit more about Hunter Biden and all the other stuff. He's doing a lot of great work on vaccine safety, and I want to hear from that. And then Victoria Coates, a great deputy national security advisor for President Trump, now in charge of all of the foreign policy machinery at the Great Heritage Foundation. Victoria Coates is going to join us in the third block. So James Comer, Ron Johnson, Victoria Coates, back to back to back. That's a pretty darn good Saturday show, if I say so myself. I'm kind of proud of it, actually. So please stick around for a great show today. Now, before we go to the commercial break, you know we have so many amazing supporters of this great brand, Just the News, John Solomon Reports, Just the News, No Noise, a television show. One of them, my good friends at Human Super Beats. They're a new sponsor. I've been using them now. They're incredible heart chews. They're easy and convenient, and they are a great way to support healthy blood pressure. They're plant-based and stimulant-free, so you get a green boost without any of the dangerous jitters. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. So if you combine them, you double up on a healthy lifestyle. You know, all of us, you all know this. 2023 is the year I've tried to get healthy. And I'm doing all the things that I need to do. Well, Super Beats are a big part of that. And so if you want to take a little edge off that blood pressure, maybe it's been creeping up, maybe you're not getting so healthy, or you're starting to exercise, starting a diet, maybe you're taking a Field of Greens, which I love, throw Super Beats in their choosing. They are amazing. And I want to make it easy for you. I want to make it risk-free. Why don't you get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats heart chews and 15% off your first order. That's a pretty good deal. By going to GetSuperBeats.com. That's pretty easy. GetSuperBeats, BEETS.com. Use the promo code JustNews. That's SuperBeats.com, promo code JustNews. That is a great deal. Super Beats chews are now a big part of my healthy routine. I got the Field of Greens. I've got the Bio Optimizers. And now I also have Super Beats. And that's a big part of the routine that has been making my life healthier, my waistline thinner, my blood pressure lower, my feeling about myself, my body, I have energy, I'm sleeping better. This is a big way. I'm telling you, the green boost, the oxidants in here are great on Superbeet. So go try them out today. I bet you see your blood pressure drip down a little bit, which would be kind of cool, right? All right, a quick commercial break. When we come back, James Comer, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, the man leading the impeachment inquiry, going to react to the story that we broke last night on the podcast, the Hunter Biden millions of dollars of loans with Democratic donor Hollywood super lawyer Kevin Morris, right after these messages. Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down. My blood sugar is down. My weight's down. My health is up. My sleeping patterns are better. My metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. He joins us right now. Mr. Chairman, great to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me. And I was just thinking, Amanda has what it takes to be on the House Oversight Committee. We need to get
Oh, I can't spare her. I can't do that. I'd be lost without her. We might have to share her. Halftime in Congress, halftime here. So I just want to, I know you know a lot of this and you've been working on it, and that's why you put out the letter this week for Kevin Morris. But Hunter Biden had this gravy train in overseas, and that dried up when it kind of got exposed. I started writing stories in 19. Congress started doing things in 20. Now, all of a sudden, it's Democratic donors lining up these art deals, putting $5 million into a set of loans and giving him money. He seems to have a very charmed existence that most every other day Americans would never get.
Now, great work, John, on uncovering this. And
thank you.
Look, this creates even more questions that we'll have for Mr. Morris. I mean, this deals with things that have happened while Joe Biden's been president. We've all wondered how Hunter Biden's continued to live this lavish lifestyle. We wondered who was buying the artwork. We wondered how he was paying his child support payments and getting by on a lifestyle fit for the rich and famous. Now we know. And what's even more concerning, John, in your research is that more loans. I've never seen so many loans. And there's two reasons the Bidens continue to say every income coming into their bank account as a loan. Number one, so they can hide it, so they don't have to report it, and they hope that investigators like me or media like you don't find it. And number two, so they don't have to pay taxes on it. Yeah. I mean, this is so wrong. This is even more corruption, if that were even possible, for the Biden investigation. And we look very forward to bringing Mr. Morris in and asking him about these loans and if he has any intention of the president's son ever paying them back.
Yeah, that's an important question. Yeah,
absolutely. And Mr. Chairman, call me crazy, but I feel like, you know, you look at the explaining away and the forgivable nature of mainstream media with respect to Joe Biden, even with respect to his relationship with his son. Oh, well, he just loves his son. He just wants to take care of his son. He just wants to see his son clean and sober. And then I also consider the ways that a Democrat donor might legally be able to get in good with the president. There are plenty of legal ways for Kevin Morris to get on the good side of Joe Biden and become one of his cohorts. Not cohort in crime. I'm not alleging anything yet. But it seems to me that this is a lot of money to just clean up the reputation of Hunter Biden, you know, paying insurance bills, paying child support, paying off rent, all of these things that would ostensibly clean up the reputation of the son of a presidential candidate. It seems excessive. There seems like there's got to be something deep, a deeper reason.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact that the Bidens just met Kevin Morris right before the presidential election. It brings into question campaign finance violations. Was this something done in coordination with the Biden campaign to save the president embarrassment in the last few weeks of saying that the president's son owes child support? He owes over $2 million in taxes. The fact that this is ongoing as we speak, John, this shows that influence peddling is still taking place. The influence peddling didn't stop when Joe Biden became president. It's still taking place, and it's taking place through the art sales and through the loans. And in both instances, Kevin Morris is front and center in this. So yeah. Morris coming in is going to be a very important part of this investigation, because, you know, the media, in their ever changing defense of the president and their ever changing of the goalposts to try to change the narrative into Joe Biden's favor, they say, well, nothing's happened since Joe Biden's been president. Kevin Morris has happened while Joe Biden's president. And we want to know more about his knowledge and involvement in the art sales. We want to know more about these loans. John, if my math's right, from what we've discovered in Hunter Biden's bank records that we've obtained and Jim Biden's bank records we've obtained, plus your information that you uncovered today, that puts somewhere around $10 million in loans to the Biden family with no payments, you know, no interest, no taxes paid on the fact that they're really not loans. And it raises the question about Joe Biden's $240,000 that we've already uncovered, where the White House says that was a loan repayment. I mean, I've never seen so many loans for a family that don't own any assets. They don't have a business, and no one knows what they do for a living to pay their bills.
Yeah, it really is truly extraordinary. And I think we have some visibility now into the paintings. We'll find out who all those people are that bought it. We know Kevin Morris is one of them, but there's probably a lot more, at least a dozen that I could find. So I want to turn to one of the other witnesses that you now have a subpoena in front of, who I think is going to be critical. And I'm hearing some news say that maybe James Biden has signaled that he will come and answer questions like he did for the IRS and FBI. Can you tell us the latest on James Biden, whether he's going to come in and whether he'll be a significant witness for you?
Yes, we have heard from James Biden's attorney, and they have signaled that he will come and answer questions in front of the House Oversight Committee, and we're very appreciative of that. Look forward to that. We have, as you know, the IRS notes that the IRS whistleblowers turned over from his interview with the FBI. We also have the bank records that I've subpoenaed. So we have several specific questions for James Biden, and yes, he will be an absolutely crucial witness to our investigation and help us continue to connect the dots as to what exactly the Biden family was doing to receive millions and millions of dollars from our enemies around the world.
Yeah, great point.
Mr. Chairman, I know, you know, obviously James Biden is penciled in on the books for after Thanksgiving, and some of these others will likely willingly appear. But are there some who you expect to experience pushback from?
No, I think that I think everybody that we've requested will come in. The White House has apparently sent a letter in the last few minutes. They always do something on a Friday saying that they don't. You know, they don't agree with having to bring the staff over the classified documents, over their mishandling classified documents. The reason we want the president's staff to answer questions about his mishandling of classified documents is his timeline doesn't match up with what our transcribed interviews with some of his staff in the past have said with respect to when they discovered the classified documents. And as you know, we have questions about which countries were involved in those classified documents, because we're still trying to figure out what the Biden family did to receive all that money. So I believe that all these people will come in. We've got Speaker Johnson has made it clear to both Jim Jordan and myself that anyone who doesn't honor a subpoena will get a loud and clear message from Congress.
Yeah, no, that's it. And the precedent's been set. Democrats did it in the last Congress, so the courts have made a pretty clear legal path there. So I want to step back for a second and take a look at some of the other amazing work that your committee is doing. Almost every day you're working on something, whether it's waste in government, the misuse or the lack of use of all the real estate the government has. Tell us what are some of the big picture things that you're learning about government incompetence, because we're all misserved when we don't have a government that serves us well. What are some of the things that are most at the top of your list of concern right now?
Well, Joe Biden's allowed a lot of the federal workforce to continue to take advantage of COVID. We all realize that COVID has ended. Everyone except the federal workforce has accepted that. You still have a significant percentage of the federal workforce who's never come back to work since COVID. They're claiming to be teleworkers. Amazing. And the reason that's important to the taxpayers, in addition to productivity has gone down the commode during this telework phase, it's the fact that there's all these empty federal buildings all over the United States, especially in Washington, D.C. And our investigation has uncovered that there are a majority of buildings that are under 50% occupied right now. And some buildings are only 9% occupancy, but yet the federal government's continuing to pay all the upkeep and deferred maintenance on all of these buildings. This is costing the taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars in unnecessary spending. We've learned the federal government still buying furniture for some of these buildings that are 75% unoccupied. So, you know, if you think the government can't be more inefficient and more wasteful, then you haven't kept up with Joe Biden's administration. We're doing everything in our ability to try to identify waste, fraud, and abuse in the federal government and do something about it.
Before we go to the commercial break, a quick shout out to some of my good friends at Heat Holders. As you know, I go up to the cabin. It's my favorite time of the year to go up to the cabin in the mountains. It gets cold up there. Last week, it was bone chilling. It was down in the 20s with a good 20-mile-an-hour wind. And whoo, I thought I was going to be cold, but you know what? I wasn't. I had my Heat Holder gloves on, my Heat Holder socks on, and a Heat Holder scarf. And guess what? I was warm. In fact, I was sweating. At middle of the day, I started to take some stuff off because Heat Holders are like the ultimate tool in cold weather. It keeps you warm. The socks are amazing. And, you know, you lose a lot of heat through your head and your feet. Well, the socks sop that right away. And I think it's not only good for yourself. I buy a new pair and a new set every year around this time so I can go up to the cabin. They're great Christmas gifts for other people. So here's what I want to say. Heat Holder supports us here at Just the News, at John Solomon Reports, at Just the News, No Noise, a television show. Go support them. Say thank you for making John Solomon Reports and the reporting we do at Just the News possible. And also do a favor for someone you love by giving them one of the great hats, the great gloves, the throws, the scarves, and all the other great warm gifts that are available at heatholders.com. Essentially, give someone you love Heat Holders for the holidays. Go to heatholders.com and enter the code JUSTNEWS and save 15% off your order. Receive free shipping with any purchase of $25 or more. Don't freeze your butt off or feed off this winter. You know why? You can just go to heatholders.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. You're going to get great products and 15% off. That's going to make your life and those of your loved ones a lot warmer this holiday season this winter. Go do it today and say thanks to my good friends at Heat Holders. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. We're going to stay on the topic of Hunter Biden, corruption, political ethics, all those things with Senator Ron Johnson, the man who started the Hunter Biden investigation back in 2019 after my stories in the Hill. He'll join us next.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Senator Ron Johnson, he's always on the front line of our border security, of sane government spending. He's trying to rein it in. He's been doing it for 2 years. And of course, he was one of the first to really dive in and find out what was going on in the Biden family scandal. And he joins us right now. Senator, great to have you back on the show.
Hello, John. Hello, Amanda. Hope you're doing well.
We are, sir. I want to start with the story we did over the weekend. In 2020, while you were doing your investigation of Hunter Biden, the Hunter Biden was busy trying to hide his unpaid taxes, try to pay them off before they would become a matter of scrutiny for all of us in the media or in the political world. The IRS, though, was watching it unfold in real time. Your thoughts to the idea, while Joe Biden, the man who was arguing for tax fairness, well, he had a tax cheat right in his own family.
Well, John, I serve on two committees whose chairman, the Budget and Finance Committee, whose chairman always are talking about wealthy tax cheats. And in last week's hearing, when I heard that phrase one more time, I finally said in open hearing, you know, whenever I hear the term wealthy tax cheat, I think of one name, Hunter Biden. Yeah. But also the other Bidens who are also been participating in the influence peddling grifts of Hunter and Biden, Inc. So, I mean, the fact of the matter is it's pretty obvious that the Bidens, once President Biden was thinking about running for president, were starting to get their fiscal house in order, so to speak, try and cover up their tax evasion. I don't think they did it particularly well. The media has been doing is the primary cover up tool yeah. they've been using. But it's pretty obvious that these guys knew what they were doing was wrong and they were trying to cover it up.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, and sir, I think that the scary part of this tax portion of what may ultimately end up being a huge scandal for the Biden family, that's just a little piece of it. But it can be very, very revealing, especially when you bring in the testimony of people like Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler. But now you have their testimony being vindicated and being corroborated by none other than David Weiss. So when you have all of this information coming forth to the American people, where we stand on November 13th, where do you expect this to end up on the House side under new Speaker Mike Johnson?
Well, again, they're in an impeachment inquiry, which gives them, I think, turbocharged power to actually uncover some of this information, get subpoenas, be able to enforce them more efficiently. I can't tell you exactly where this is going to lead. I don't even know that Joe Biden's going to be the their presidential candidate. I have my doubts. But one thing I can tell you is if the House does proceed to impeachment and would impeach President Biden, the only scenario in which I could see Democrats voting to convict him would be if they literally wanted to replace him as their presidential nominee. So it's possible you could remove a president. I have to admit, I hate to see every president serving coming under impeachment, but this is one president that actually would deserve impeachment.
The evidence certainly is racking up. You mentioned subpoenas, and today James Comer dropped one on the former ex White House counsel, Dana Remus, over the discovery of the documents. And we were given one story right after the 2022 election saying, hey, we found these documents just a few weeks ago in November 2022, and then James Comer started digging, just like you. Every time you dug, you found there was a different story than what Joe Biden told us. And you found out that these documents go all the way back. Their discovery was back in March of 2021. That's when the presidential aides to Joe Biden were first looking through these documents. There's still a big question out there. Were any of these classified documents of interest or of value to Hunter Biden's business associates? What do you think we will find when all the truth is out there?
I mean, it's hard to say, but I would predict you'd find corruption. That's pretty much the moniker of the Biden family. They're just a corrupt enterprise. And, you know, I've had my own contact with Ms. Remus, trying to get out of her some explanation for all these aliases that President Biden was sending emails under as vice president. And this is after Hillary Clinton's email scandal, when it was widely known in the administration throughout the land that government officials should not be using private emails for official government business. And now we find out that the National Archives has something like over 80,000 emails that President Biden apparently used a private server or servers to conduct official business, which is why the National Archives would have those emails. So again, it's just arrogance on the part of the Bidens. But again, they can pretty well count on the fact that the media will not hold them accountable and they will cover up for them.
Yeah, no doubt.
Senator, I want to go back to some of the digging that you have done. I mean, for more than 3 years, you have been one of the most cogent voices on Capitol Hill with respect to COVID, what we have known at every stage of the process, what should have been revealed to the American people much earlier on. And I saw over the weekend a tweet from Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla commemorating what happened for them, you know, patting himself on the back, congratulating him on this vaccine. And I drive around Los Angeles. I still see billboards propping up the vaccine. I see the advertisements on, you know, during sporting events. And it seems like there are certain sectors of America that are still so captured by this vaccine that is neither safe nor completely effective. With respect to the split on Capitol Hill, specifically in the Senate between Republicans and Democrats, are we still in that divided place as we were a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? And what's the future of COVID and its vaccines?
Well, I think when it comes to vaccines and our response to COVID, it's not that much of a partisan fault line. I think most members here voted for all the COVID relief. I voted for the first package because we had to do something fast and massive so that markets wouldn't collapse, and then I stopped. I also didn't cut videos encouraging people to take vaccines. So many members did do that. They encouraged their constituents to take the vaccine. So just like the medical community, just like members of the COVID cartel, the administration, the federal health agencies, obviously big pharma, social media and media giants, nobody wants to admit they were wrong. The fact that they sabotaged early treatment. So we are facing right now, I think, a societal state of denial. And that includes members of Congress right here. So one of the ways you can prevent yourself from admitting you were wrong is just double down on failure. I mean, that's what you're seeing out of the CEO of Pfizer, even though the uptake of the vaccines is very low because a very high percentage. I mean, this is a Rasmussen poll. About a quarter of Americans, when he polled them, said that they thought they knew somebody who died from the COVID vaccine. I mean, that's astonishing. The V-safe data, which was a system set up specifically to track, voluntarily to track people who got the vaccine to see if they have any adverse events. Aaron Seary had to sue the federal government to get the results. The results were astonishing. 7.7% of the 10 million people who signed up for VSafe had to seek medical care. I mean, serious medical care. Another about 25% of them had their daily activities disrupted, had missing work, missing school, or just not being able to carry on with their daily lives. That's astonishing for a medical intervention. And the fact that this was all covered up, that the FDA had to sue. I've now written 60 oversight letters to federal agencies, the federal health agencies, the Department of Defense. basically got no responses. I mean, this is information that is the public's right to know. You know, what did we do in terms of the analysis of the VAERS that was their standard operating procedure? They're not turning that information over to us. What about their analysis of hot lots? They just know, oh, we don't see any variation in manufacturing or in different lots. There's all kinds of variation, very troubling variation. They're just all sweeping it under the rug. They're all burying it. And again, I will reemphasize, one of the ways that they can prevent themselves from admitting they're wrong is simply double down on failure. And that's scary.
Yeah, especially when lives are at stake. So we got a minute left. I just want to ask quickly, what is the solution? Is there any political appetite for a blue ribbon commission or something that would get it out of the politics and out of the cover up and into a true fact finding?
Well, the solution is transparency. The solution is for the agencies to be honest with us, but there's very little pressure. So again, we have a societal state of denial. You know, people that agreed to get the vaccine, they really don't want to contemplate that maybe they shouldn't have. Maybe they've got a ticking time bomb in there. So most people just want to move on. They don't want to hear about it. And I fully understand that. I really do. But we do need honesty. We do need transparency. And that'd be the solution. I'm going to keep digging. Other people are going to keep digging as well. Hopefully they won't be destroyed, because that's what happens to those of us that question the COVID cartel.
Hey, folks, one more good one to go. Victoria Coates, one of the brightest minds in all of the national security space. She's going to give us a rundown on China and also on the Russia-Ukraine war and also the issues that are probably on voters' minds about the Biden administration's policies after these messages, particularly with the Israel-Hamas war. Before we go to the commercial break, I want to welcome back to the show Cardi & Company. Cardi & Company is a family-operated and nationally recognized fixed-income investment firm with more than a half century of experience. These guys are good. They're trusted. They got a long record of excellence. Now, if you want to take control of your financial destination and decisions, but also want an experienced and knowledgeable person to guide you along, based on the risk tolerance you have, the financial objectives you're trying to achieve, all you do is visit Cartyco, CARTYCO.com. Generally, for initial investments of $5,000 and up, find the investment that's right for you, the risk tolerance that's right for you, the objectives that are right for you. You get started today by visiting Cartyco, CARTYCO.com. That's Cartyco.com. Say thanks to the great folks here. They're an amazing family-run company. I just love dealing with them. A lot to talk about in just a few moments with our good friend, Victoria Coates.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome back, America. An extraordinary high-stakes meeting in San Francisco between China's President Xi Jinping and President Joe Biden. A lot of expectation, not certain there's going to be a lot of progress on the big issues that divide America and China today. We have a perfect guest to help us referee what really went on today and what will happen in the weeks ahead. She's the former Deputy National Security Advisor to President Trump, currently the Vice President of Foreign Policy at Heritage Foundation, Victoria Coates. Victoria, great to have you back on.
Thank you very much, John. Good to be with you and Amanda.
A big day today. The world is watching, not just America and China. The whole world's watching to see what clarity we might get between these two superpowers. What's your early tea leaves read on what happened today?
Well, I mean, the whole thing has been a little bit confused. The cars were late departing. There wasn't clear where the meeting was going to be held. And my concerns, quite frankly, John, are, I mean, this is a four-hour meeting for the president, followed by press availability at 7 o'clock tonight. And, you know, that I think could be a kind of a stumbling block that Chairman Xi, who of course insisted on those parameters, he might be trying to set up the president of the United States for failure. And, you know, obviously I have my politics, but that's not something anybody wants to see right now. And I think it's really unfortunate, you know, that President Biden, though, decided to give Chairman Xi this platform, this legitimacy on the world stage. I really think the American people needed to see the president yesterday on the Mall with more than 250,000 people who came out to support Israel, not cozying up to China's dictator in San Francisco.
Yeah, great point.
Yeah, and Victoria, as I ruminate all of the topics that should be discussed, John Kirby laid out three things, all kind of surrounding the topic of the economy that are going to be priorities to discuss today. I wanted to get your thoughts on this on the other side. Check it out.
The president's looking forward to really accomplishing three things. Number one, not only increase opportunities for American investment in the region, but countries in the region and their investment in the United States. Number two, to set forth principles and standards for better workers' rights throughout the region so that labor is also more competitive and more transparent, again, throughout our economies. And then, of course, number three, a more inclusive global economy, particularly a more inclusive economy in the Asia-Pacific region where more people can compete, more people can cooperate.
No mention, though, of Chinese provocation in the Indo-Pacific, no mention of CCP support of Russia or Iran, of intellectual property theft of the United States, strategic purchase of farmland near nuclear facilities and military bases, human rights abuses. I mean, there's a long list of things that should have been included in that video. Do you think that there's a possibility that those, what I would consider to be much more pressing issues, will be discussed? John Kirby just didn't talk about it.
No, and I don't want to see the National Security Council staff making videos. I want to see them making policy. And in terms of what John Kirby might say, he could say that we don't want American companies, we don't want our hedge funds and our retirement funds to be investing in Chinese companies and giving more money to China. We don't want China investing in the United States right now. I mean, that's a hard thing to say because those are important jobs. You know, if you're trying to talk about labor, you got to bring up, as you say, the slave labor. It's not as if, you know, China is somehow neutral on this issue. And I don't understand why it's the responsibility of the United States to improve the interconnectedness of the Indo-Pacific economy to benefit China. If it benefits the United States, great. But I don't know why we would do anything to help them out at this point, given the way that they've behaved, the provocations, the predatory behavior. And, you know, one point I've been trying to make is why do we do this at all? You know, China is a toxic state at this point. Everybody knows what they did with the COVID virus. And we're studying that right now here at the Heritage Foundation under a bipartisan commission. And they have a terrible demographic problem in China that they can't solve. They've got bad internal economic pressures. Why aren't we looking at a country like India if we want to make partners in the Indo-Pacific and we want to expand markets? Now the most populous country on the planet has similar capabilities to China. Why are we shackling ourselves to, as I said, this toxic state?
Yeah, such a great question. I see that video of John Kirby and I think, God, that was worse than one of the nursing home commercials I saw on TV. It's just so amazing to watch that's the propaganda being set up instead of policy. I want to turn to something you said, because you said it would have been a lot better for Joe Biden to be on the Mall yesterday standing with Israel than hanging out with Xi today. There is a direct connection between China and Xi and his behavior and what went on in the war with Israel and Hamas, what's going on in the provocations against U.S. troops. China has been thumbing its nose at the sanctions, buying lots of oil from Iran, basically replenishing Iran's bank accounts for this proxy war. The president doesn't mention that at all that I've seen.
No. And it's not that they've been thumbing their nose at the sanctions. The Biden administration hasn't been enforcing them. Yeah. And they started relaxing the enforcement right after they got into office for two reasons. One, they wanted to tempt the Iranians back to the negotiating table. And two, they want oil on the market so they don't have to produce it here at home and they don't suffer from price spikes. So they have allowed that number to go from around 400,000 to 500,000 barrels a day, which is the cheating that went on under us. We did everything we could to take it to de minimis. And now it's over 2 million barrels a day.
Jeez.
So this is the income level at which the Iranian regime is comfortable. They have assets to deploy as they did on October 7th. I've seen the Iranians deny that they knew about the October 7th attack. I mean, this is right. just ludicrous on the face of it. They knew and Beijing knew.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Well, and I can't help but think of the elongating result that's going to happen from funding the weaker side of the war, because militarily, I don't think that there's any doubt in anyone's mind that Israel is the stronger party up against Hamas. But you look at the, you know, $10 billion unlocked for Iran. I don't think that the concept of fungibility of money is something that should have to be explained to the State Department. And yet they continue to assert the notion that Iran is only allowed to spend this on humanitarian aid and other non-sanctionable transactions. Is this administration just completely foolish to trust that that will happen? Or do they know and they just don't care?
I think they know and they just don't care, that they feel this is acceptable collateral damage to doing business with Iran, which is their top priority to try to revive Obama's signature nuclear deal. And, you know, the kind of real prize for both the Iranians and the Chinese through this kind of terrorist attack, which is, yes, indeed, is against a much more powerful military, is that it ties the United States up in knots. They're laughing all over themselves, watching, you know, the dysfunction in our Congress over this, the very shameful vote that was taken yesterday afternoon after the Democrats all came to the rally, and not the president and vice president, but Senator Schumer was there. Senator Fetterman from my home state of Pennsylvania was widely praised for the lovely pictures he took wrapped in the Israeli flag. And what did he do? He went back to the Senate and voted to table the legislation on support for Israel. So nice picture, Senator, but where were you when it was time to materially support the Jewish state? You voted no.
Exactly.
So, you know, that they're watching that, and they're watching the United States get distracted by a second front. So as far as Iran and China are concerned, this is all gravy.
Yeah, it sure is. Victoria, we got about a minute left. I want to turn to another subject. It looks like Russia is starting to make some slow, sluggish gains in the war. And Zelensky, meanwhile, facing a lot more internal strife in his country. Can you referee for us what's going on in the Russia-Ukraine war?
Well, this is the war of attrition that the Russians have been fighting from the beginning. And this is why we at the Heritage Foundation have had such an issue with the way Joe Biden has prosecuted our engagement. You know, we've been saying since April of 2022, if you're going to be in this, we need to be in it to win it. So right. Tell us what is going to be required to win the war. What is your strategy? We understand these things change, but let's start with a strategy that's persuasive to the American people, or else you're going to lose support. And I think Zelensky, who's been told over and over again by President Biden, as much as it takes, as long as it takes, assumed that would be the case. And unfortunately, that's not in President Biden's authorities to promise. He can give as much as the Congress appropriates for him. And he has created a bad dependence, and he hasn't done enough to win the war. And I think Putin's taking advantage.
All right, folks, that wraps up the Saturday edition of John Solomon Report. So grateful you can join. Big thank you to James Comer, Ron Johnson, and Victoria Coates. Boy, that's a triple header to be proud of. So grateful for the thoughtful conversations we have. And also to my good friends at Superbeats. Go do the Superbeats chews. They are literally a health booster. They bring your blood pressure, at least for me, they brought my blood pressure down. You get a great boost of antioxidants, but without any jitters, without any caffeine. And if you pair it with a healthy lifestyle, you're really going to end up with a good situation. So Superbeats wants to give you a great risk-free start. So you can get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Heart Chews and 15% off your first order by going to GetSuperBeats.com. GetSuperBeats.com. Use the promo code JustNews. That's a pretty good deal. All right, folks, we'll be back tomorrow with a Sunday brunch edition. Don't go anywhere. We got a great show tomorrow. Glenn Grothman has some very provocative things to say about illegal immigration, the tremendous tragedy of unaccompanied minors who the United States government led into this country without their parents, and now they've lost track of them. He's also going to talk about a pretty powerful way to deal with anti-Semitism on college campuses. Both of those tomorrow on the show. All right, have a good night. We'll see you on Sunday. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at GenesisGoldGroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.